This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. Record high temperatures across the nation have been taking a toll on people and on livestock. Cattle have been dying from the intense heat, dairy cows producing less milk. That is bad news for California's more than 2,000 dairies. California produces more milk than any other state in the country. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports now on ways that farmers in the Central Valley are trying to keep their cattle cool.
California's dairy organizations don't have an exact count, but they know thousands of cattle have died in the recent heat wave. The plants that render the carcasses have been so backed up that several Central Valley counties have declared local emergencies, allowing farmers to bury carcasses rather than haul them off to a plant. Temperatures climbed to 112 degrees on Donnie Rollins' Fresno County farm, and he has 1,550 hot cows on his hands. Cows don't sweat, so the only way to cool them down is to spray them down. Rollins has installed some soakers, a kind of sprinkler system that spurts cool water onto the cows' backs every few minutes.
I'm sure that they're feeling every bit as miserable as we are when we're running around in the sun. We're trying to provide some shade for them so that, first of all, they got a cooler place to go. And our barns are designed to let some air flow so that we can get some water on their backs and then the heat evaporates off their back.
Rollins has also just installed new fans in his milking parlor where workers whistle to beckon the cows to the milking machines. When cows get too hot, they don't eat very much, they don't breed as much, and they don't produce as much milk. Many California dairies are losing up to a gallon per day per cow. That can add up to 10 to 15% of a dairy's total output. Farmers like Rollins are losing thousands of dollars each day.
Right now we're experiencing some fairly low milk prices, so we'd like to maximize our milk production, and in this kind of heat, we're not able to do that. So bottom line is, you're forced to live on some equity for a while.
And that's true of farmers across the nation. Dairies in the Midwest and East Coast are also coping with losses. But industry experts say consumers won't see much of a price change at the supermarket unless the heat wave lasts for a very long time. For now, farmers like Donnie Rollins are just doing all they can to keep their cows cool and healthy.
If there's anything that we could do for them, it would be definitely to buy them all ices. I just don't think we could afford all the syrup.
For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.